Now turn to part 3, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a radio talk about holidays in Northumberland. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning. This morning on holiday time, I want to tell you about the cycling trip I took recently to Northumberland in the north of England. Before I went, I read a book by Peter Green whose title is Cycling Around Northumberland, which I found really useful when planning my route. Northumberland is a beautiful area of England and perfect for cycling. There is very little traffic on the roads and plenty to see and do. For example, why not visit a castle? More of them are open to the public here than in any other part of the country. While I was there, I actually stayed in a flat in a castle, but there are many hotels, cottages, or bed and breakfast places to choose from. In the summer, it is important to book in advance, but I recommend going in the spring, as it is not so difficult to find somewhere to stay at that time of the year. You will find that some places are closed in winter. Most of the small towns in the area have cycling centres where you can hire a bicycle. A week's hire will cost £35, 2 weeks will be £55. There is also a deposit of £50, which you get back when you return the bicycle. Try to plan your holiday when there is a local event or festival happening. I went in June and was lucky enough to go to a festival of local food. Every August, there's an international festival of music, but you'll find something going on in almost every month of the year. Ring the Northumberland National Park if you're interested in finding out about their activities. They have a programme of guided walks, photography and bird watching. Ring them on 88 00 46.
Now listen again.
Good morning. This morning on holiday time, I want to tell you about the cycling trip I took recently to Northumberland in the north of England. Before I went, I read a book by Peter Green whose title is Cycling Around Northumberland, which I found really useful when planning my route. Northumberland is a beautiful area of England and perfect for cycling. There is very little traffic on the roads and plenty to see and do. For example, why not visit a castle? More of them are open to the public here than in any other part of the country. While I was there, I actually stayed in a flat in a castle, but there are many hotels, cottages, or bed and breakfast places to choose from. In the summer, it is important to book in advance, but I recommend going in the spring, as it is not so difficult to find somewhere to stay at that time of the year. You will find that some places are closed in winter. Most of the small towns in the area have cycling centres where you can hire a bicycle. A week's hire will cost £35, 2 weeks will be £55. There is also a deposit of £50, which you get back when you return the bicycle. Try to plan your holiday when there is a local event or festival happening. I went in June and was lucky enough to go to a festival of local food. Every August, there's an international festival of music, but you'll find something going on in almost every month of the year. Ring the Northumberland National Park if you're interested in finding out about their activities. They have a programme of guided walks, photography and bird watching. Ring them on 88 00 46.
That is the end of part 3.